In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Ahli Zikr means the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimas salam.
Now we are going to describe that, the Ahli Zikr lexically means, the people of remembrance, that is to say, the people whom Allah has ordained, in order to explain His message to His servants, and Ahli Zikr is in fact Ahlul Bayt, alayhimas salam. People are all duty-bound to ask them, alayhimas salam, everything about the divine teachings, but that, they are not bound to answer them. The Creator of the world says, if you do not know, ask Ahli Zikr, the people of remembrance, the Holy Quran 16, 43. At another place, he says, this is our free gift, therefore, give freely or withhold, without reckoning. The Holy Quran 38, 39. And then says, and most surely, it is a reminder for you and your people, and you shall soon be questioned. The Holy Quran 43, 44.
The apparent meaning of the first and second verse is that, inquire from the knowledgeable, if you do not know. Commentators have different opinions about the term Ahli Zikr, the people of remembrance. Some say, they are those who have knowledge. Some have said they are people of the book, Ahli Kitab. But in many traditions, it is mentioned that, they are the 12 infallible Imams, alayhimas salam. Because of two reasons. First, Ahlul Bayt, alayhimas salam, have the perfect and complete knowledge of the Holy Quran. Hence the Lord of the Universe in the subsequent verse, says, and we have revealed to you the reminder, the Holy Quran, that, you may make clear to men, what has been revealed to them, and that, hopefully they may reflect. The Holy Quran 16, 44. The second reason is that the 12 infallible Imams are the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet, as he has said. Allah has sent to you a messenger who is Zikr. The Holy Quran 65, 10-11. As regards the third verse, many commentators are of the opinion that, this is an address to Sulaiman, meaning that, this kingship is a gift from us, which has been given to you. If you want, you may favor anybody, by giving it to anyone of your choice, or you may retain it for you, may not give it to anyone. You will not have to account for it, either about keeping it, or giving it away. The traditions to be described in future will show that Ata means knowledge. In the fourth verse most, the commentators have held that the Holy Quran is a thing of honor for you and your people. On the day of resurrection, people will be asked about thanksgiving, due to revealing of this Quran, and about acting upon its commandment. It has been mentioned in the traditions to be narrated in future that, what is that you will be questioned, are the sciences and commands.
Ali ibn Ibrahim and Safar have narrated through many reliable chains of narrators that Zurairah asked Imam Muhammad Bagir, alayhi salam, about Ahli Zikr, the people of remembrance. The Hazrat said that they are, we. Zurairah inquired, should we ask you? He replied, yes. He said, then, it is your duty to give reply to them. He said, we have the choice, that is, we may reply or we may not. Then he recited the verse. This is our free gift, therefore give freely or withhold, without reckoning. The Holy Quran 38, 39. To guide the misguided, and to prevent evil, and to ordain good is compulsory for all, without any obstruction, when all other conditions are fulfilled, especially for these imams and religious leaders, because they have been appointed for these things. So these traditions, and other similar traditions are either by way of tagiyya because, they have not been appointed to give up tagiyya, they should not express the truth, if there is a danger of harm. It is one of the conditions of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahya an al Munkar that, there should be no risk of a loss. Another condition is that, there should be a likelihood of a good response of effectiveness. Or this word of the Imam is based on some interpretation of verses, which the Imam has said about a group, who have no intelligence to understand them, or it is due, to some delicate points of divine recognition. Our Imams, alayhim assalam, were doing taghiyyah, in presence of Bakris and Umaris, because some of Shias had become extremists, after observing their wonderful miracles, and extraordinary conditions, and they believed in their godship, that is, just as Prophet Sulaiman was given authority in the worldly affairs, as to give or not to give, we have been authorized to increase awareness and facts, or that in the case of Sulaiman's story also, there may be some speciality of awareness and knowledge, or it may also mean worldly affairs, or that in the favor of Imam, alayhi salam, too, both the affairs of religion and world may be meant generally.
In Uyun al-Akbar ar-Riza, it is mentioned regarding the grace of Ahlulbayt, the holy progeny, that, if as held by the Bakris and Umaris, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said that Ahli Zikr are Jews and Christians. Then Imam Riza, alayhi salam, has said, is it permissible to ask them? If we will ask them, they will invite us towards their religion, saying that their religion is better than Islam. Mamun once asked the Imam, have you any statement or argument against their word? The Hazrat said, yes, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we Ahlul Bayt are Zikr and Ahli Zikr. This is quite clear when Allah Almighty says in Surah Talaq, O men of understanding who believe, Allah has indeed revealed to you a reminder, an apostle who recites to you the clear communications of Allah, so that he may bring forth those who believe, and do good deeds from darkness into light, and whoever believes in Allah, and does good deeds, he will cause him to enter gardens beneath which rivers now, to abide therein forever. Allah has indeed given him a goodly sustenance. The Holy Quran 65:10-11. So Zikr is Allah's Prophet and we are his Ahlul Bayt, and then Ahli Zikr.
It is narrated with true chains of narrators in Korbalesnad, Basairad Darajat, and Kafi that, Imam Riza, alayhi salam, wrote to Ibn Abi Nasr that, the Lord of the Universe says, if you do not know, ask Ahli Zikr, the people of remembrance, the Holy Quran 16:40. He has also said, and it does not beseem the believers that they should go forth all together, why should not then a company from every party from among them go forth, that they may apply themselves to obtain understanding in religion, and that they may warn their people, when they come back to them, that they may be cautious. The Holy Quran 9:122. The Imam said that this command has made it a must for you, to approach and to inquire from us. But it has not compelled us to give you a reply. The Lord has said, but if they do not answer you, then know that they only follow their low desires, and who is more erring than he who follows his low desires without any guidance from Allah? The Holy Quran 28:50. In Basairad Darajat, the Imam has, according to several reliable sources, said, you are Shias. The narrator says that he submitted that, you have been appointed so that we may ask you. Then I understood that, when the position will be known to us, we will ask him whatever we like. Hearing this, the Imam said, you have been ordered to ask us, but we are not bound to reply or not to reply. Safar, Rahmatullah alayh, has in Basairad Darajat, dealt with this subject, through 30 reliable sources quoted Zarara, and Al-Mahili has, narrated after going through 12 tafsirs, quoted from the commentary of Muhammad ibn Musa Shirazi, who is a Bakari scholar, the words of Ibn Abbas that, the Ahli Zikr are Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein, alayhim assalam, only. They are Ahli Zikr, people of remembrance, Ahli Elm, people of knowledge, Ahli Akhl, people of intellect, and only they are Ahlul Bayt, alayhim assalam, and the minds of divine message, and angels visit them. By Allah, he has given the name Mu'min, believer, to the Muslims, due to the dignity of Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam. Safiyyah Nasari has also quoted this narration through As-Sa'di, and Haris A'Aver.
Imam Jafar Sa'adik, alayhi salam, is quoted in Basairad Darajat through four true sources about the explanation of verse. And most surely, it is a reminder for you and your people, and you shall soon be questioned. The Holy Quran 43, 44. Imam said, Zikr means Quran, and we are the people who are being asked about the meanings and commands of the Holy Quran. In another true narration, Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, has said, it is we who are meant by this verse, and we are Ahli Zikr, people of remembrance, we can be asked, and should be asked. In yet another tradition, Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, has explaining this verse, said that, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, are Ahli Zikr, people of remembrance, and these are the great persons who can be asked. According to a reliable and true narration, Maulana Ali ibn Musa Reza, alayhi salam, is reported to have said, we are community of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In his tafsir, Ibn Mahiyar has quoted a similar narration from Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, through Asbaq ibn Nobaytay. Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, recited this verse and said, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, are Ahli Zikr, people of remembrance, that only they can be asked, for guidance. Allah has commanded people to ask them, about issues and problems. They only are the rulers of the people, and are the people in charge of their affairs. Therefore, it is not lawful for anyone to snatch from them this right which Allah has ordained for them. Likewise, it has been similarly narrated that Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, said, the statement li gamak in this verse, means Maulana Amir al-Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali alayhi salam. He is the community or gum of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on the day of resurrection, people will be asked about his vilaya.
In Kafi, there is a narration from Musa ibn Ashyam that he says that once I was present before Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, when a man asked for the explanation of this verse. The Imam replied to him. Another man also came at that time, and asked about the same verse. The Hazrat replied him, differently. Only Allah knows how much perplexed I was after hearing this. I was feeling that my heart was being cut into pieces. I said to myself that, I had seen in Syria that, there never was a difference of even a single word in the statement of Abu Qatada. Now, how much injustice this man is showing. I was thinking like this, when yet another person came, and he also asked about the meaning of the same verse. The Imam, alayhim as-salam, gave him a third interpretation. It was different from the two earlier ones. Hearing it, I was satisfied. I realized that this is no mistake, but a willful statement based on the demands of taqiyyah, dissimulation, and maslihat, expedience. When the Imam, alayhi salam, understood that my heart was full of confusion, he turned towards me and said, O Ashyam's son! Allah has commanded. And whatever the Apostle gives you, accept it, and from whatever he forbids you, keep back. The Holy Quran 59, 7. Whatever was bestowed to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has been bestowed to us too. This tradition has been mentioned in Kitab Iqtisas also, and it is added at the end that, when the audience dispersed, the Imam, alayhi salam, turned to me and said, it seems you are confused. I said, yes, may I be sacrificed for you. I am confused due to your three different replies to one, and the same question. He said, O son of Ashyam! Verily, Allah gave kingdom and rule to Sulaiman, alayhi salam, and said, this is our free gift, therefore give freely or withhold, without reckoning. The Holy Quran, Surah Sa'd, 39. And he has bestowed his religion to Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, and whatever the Apostle gives you, accept it, and from whatever he forbids you, keep back. The Holy Quran, Surah Hashr, 7. And he has bestowed to us all that was bestowed on the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. So do not be perplexed.
It is mentioned in Basaira Darajat, with authentic and true chains of narrators, that Safwan asked Imam Riza, alayhi salam, is it ever possible that an imam is asked about the halal and haram, lawfulness and unlawfulness, of something, and the imam may not have its reply? The imam, alayhi salam, said, it so happens, sometimes that the imam does have the reply, but he does not respond, because of some expedience. Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, is, according to reliable sources, reported to have said, we are Ahli Zikr, people of remembrance, and the owners of knowledge, and we do possess the knowledge of every lawful and unlawful thing. Ali ibn Ibrahim, Rahmatullah alayh, is reported to have said in explanation of the verse, those who believe, and whose hearts are set at rest by the remembrance of Allah, now surely by Allah's remembrance are the hearts set at rest. The Holy Quran 13:28. That the zikr of Allah is Amirul Mu'mineen and the Holy Imams, alayhimus salam, that is, their love and vilaya, because their remembrance is Allah's remembrance. Ibn Mahiyar has quoted Imam Kazim, alayhi salam, regarding the explanation of the verse. Certainly we have revealed to you a book in which is your good remembrance, what? Do you not then understand? The Holy Quran 21:10. It means that verily we have revealed to you the book in which there is your zikr, means the obedience to the Imam, who has after the Prophet the grace and honor of both the worlds, this world and the hereafter.